I have a special guest calling in this morning, someone who's never been with us before. John Mason of Northwoods Pottery is calling in locally. Thank you, John, for being with us this morning. Let's do a little sound check. Can we hear you?
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you sound loud and clear. So, yes, I've been alerted about your work through your vending at the Two Harbors Farmers Market, which we all know is happening tomorrow morning and every Saturday morning. And I've looked, you have a Facebook page, Northwoods Pottery, and so I have to confess I haven't actually seen your stuff yet, but I've looked at it on the computer, and it does look beautiful. Can you just share with us a little bit about your history with being a potter? I think you and your wife Barbara do it together. Maybe you just can explain the backstory a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm originally from St. Paul. I born and raised there, both me and my wife. Met my wife there in school, went to the same grade school, high school together. So we had always taken trips up to the North Shore and to Two Harbors, and we had an opportunity to relocate up here, so we jumped at the chance. So I started doing pottery in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was, and then there was a long hiatus from that, and I think on my 50th birthday, my wife bought me a potter's wheel and said, you got to get back into this. Slowly but surely started to add equipment and hone my craft. And then eventually here this year we started Northwoods Pottery. We are at the, like you said, Two Harbors Farmers Market, but we will be at the Heritage Days, I think the North Shore, the Two Harbors Art Fair, and then Tall Ships. We were able to get a booth there.
Wow, so we're
excited about excited about being in Two Harbors and excited about being able to do pottery and sell it up here.
Yeah. And then are you an artist of many stripes, or is it just the pottery? And I just think it's a beautiful craft, and it certainly takes time and patience and a lot of honing in on different colors and feels. And I don't know, I just am curious as to what is such, it's obviously got a very strong appeal for you.
Yeah, I mean, pottery, it's one of those things that you kind of lose yourself in it, you know, once you're starting to throw pots and creating. And I always try to create something in mind. I have it in mind what I want it to look like from start to finish and what the finished product will look like. So I kind of start there. And it's been a fun process and learning about it. So my wife helps out with the business, and she helps out with glazing. We've come up with different glaze combinations, a lot of trial and error. So there's been some pieces that haven't turned out exactly the way we want to, but I think we're pretty close to having it down. And you know, every piece turns out different.
Right.
You know, you're not able to tell. You know, once you open that kiln, with the final glaze firing process, you're always kind of surprised as to how things turn out. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're disappointed, but it's all part of the creative process.
It is all part of the craft. Do you ever make sets of things that you hope will turn out about the same, or is every piece absolutely unique to itself?
So I know there's a lot of production potters out there who they try to get things exactly the same size, exactly the same look, and I commend them on being able to do that. I can't do that. And I don't try to do that. So, you know, each piece I can make a set of four or six mugs, and they'll look pretty close and pretty similar, but they're all different. So, again, I'm a functional potter. I make a lot of functional pieces, mugs, plates, teapots, you know, decanters, things like that. So, depending on the day, I might try to throw a mug a little bit different. I might make a different teapot. So nothing turns out the same, and, you know, of course, everything looks a little bit alike just because of the style that the potter has
right.
And help you throw things like that. So.
Yeah. Yep. And now, how have you found the North Shore community? I know there's just a lot of artists up here and quite a few potters even. Have you, obviously the farmers market is a venue for building community, but are there other ways that you've been actively involved, and how have you found the North Shore artist community to be?
Well, I think the North Shore artist community is very welcoming. I don't, you know, I don't think that there's this fear of it being oversaturated, because I think everybody has a different talents, different feels. And
yep.
You know, as far as otters on the North Shore here, I've met quite a few and made, you know, some very good friendships. And I ask questions, and they're always, you know, they're always happy to help. The people that I enjoy talking with and being around is Dick Cooter. He's a local potter up
yes.
here for years. And so we've become friends with both Dick and Debbie Cooter, and they've been nothing but helpful and welcoming to us when we first got to the community here.
That's wonderful. And it's very counter to what people sometimes assume would have to be true, that it's all a sort of a dog-eat-dog world. I like to think also that the demand for beautifully crafted, useful things is also growing. I know that for myself and my family, you know, just over the last 10 years, we've had our eyes opened about, you know, eating can become a much more pleasurable event if you're eating on something beautiful. And as we slowly replace sort of practical, cheap, factory-made stuff with beautiful stuff that's locally made, it is an absolute pleasure. And so, yeah.
Oh, exactly. And so we have, you know, we have quite a few, you know, our dinnerware sets are not matching. They're from different potters and local potters. So anytime I get a chance to add, you know, a piece of pottery from some local artist or somebody up here at a fair, I'll do that. And so when we set our table, it's pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing matches, but, you know, it's all enjoyable because it's all handmade. It feels good in your hands. And
you know, I think you slow down eating, too, when it becomes that pleasurable.
Right.
Just a guess, but, you know, who knows. And then do you, the materials you use, I don't even know. Like, I know there's clay in Wisconsin or some clay in our area. Do you ever use local resources to get your raw materials, or is that something you get from far away, or how does that work?
So I know there's some potters who will get their clay locally. They'll dig it. It's quite a process.
I bet.
So I'm still working full-time doing this part-time, so my time is limited to what I can do. So most of my clay comes from a vendor down in Minneapolis. But I do get some clay from New Mexico, and it's a chocolate clay. It has a real different look, takes glazes differently, and I enjoy working with that. So I use, you know, primarily maybe 3 or 4 clay bodies to get different looks and different effects.
And do you mix them, or is each piece a single type of clay?
Each piece is a single clay.
Yep, well, that makes sense. Well, thank you for teaching me some of the basics. There are some things I've always wondered, and it'll be wonderful to see your work at the farmers market. Is there anything, John, that I have forgot to ask that you'd like to highlight? I know you do have a Facebook page called Northwoods Pottery. Is there other ways that you'd like to be contacted, or just sort of see you at the farmers market?
No, I think that's it. You know, we're just getting started. I think we're working on a website, and hopefully that'll be up here by the end of summer. Yeah, but if people want to reach out, they can reach out on Facebook and message us, and we'd be more than happy to respond.
Sounds good. I'm speaking with John Mason of Northwoods Pottery, and you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM. Thank you so much, John, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. That was John Mason of Northwoods Pottery.